or SUV. Get up to $6,500 off MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 when trading in a 2010 or newer vehicle. Plus, take advantage of interest rates as low as 1.9% on select models with approved credit. You'll get the same great customer service we've provided for three generations, too. So come see us today or visit us online 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Get our best deal every day at Longbine Auto Plaza. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News Time 8:32. It is Newsmaker 2 time today. Lyon County Clerk / Election Officer Tammy Vopat joining us here this morning.
Tammy, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. We are, believe it or not, for a lot of folks, we are, I guess, maybe in the thick of things already for the 24 election cycle.
We are. There are a lot of things going on. So, let's get started.
Yeah, a lot of things going on. So where do we start, Tammy?
Well, I think the one thing that I wanted to start off with was that on January 18th, Secretary of State Scott Schwab sent out a press release that announced there is a new political party recognized in Kansas. It's called the No Labels Kansas Party.
That's right. That and really the way it sounds too is, this is the first time we've had a quote unquote minor party that's been added to the ballot here in quite some time. I think at least a decade before that happened.
That's correct.
How does that process work, Tammy? For folks that don't know, to get some party basically to be recognized at the state level.
It's, you know, the group would come together and start a petition statewide, which is what they did. And so they had people that would sign the petitions all across the state, and they were verified by each county that the signer was located in, and they were successful to achieve that threshold of how many names they needed to get the petition to pass.
Are you starting to see some... Well, I don't want to use the term interest from the public, but are you starting to see some conversations here, or starting to have some conversations with No Labels at the state level for what their game plans are here at the state level here for this specific election cycle?
You know, what I just talked about is about all I have heard so far. So it's been pretty quiet, but that option to join that party is going to be on the voter registration forms.
All right. So yeah,
we have that figured up and ready to go.
I'm glad you brought that up this morning, because I had no idea until Tammy. You just spoke of it right here.
So there you go.
Had no clue. So that's why we have Tammy on, to keep us informed on all of the very latest. Well, we have a big election year. This is obviously a presidential election year, and we have a lot of state openings, too, and some filings have started, haven't they?
They have. They have, absolutely. And that's going to be for the August primary. But what I want to talk about this morning is the presidential preference primary that will take place on March 19th.
Okay.
This has not happened in the state of Kansas since 1992, so it's not an election that I've gone through or had to facilitate. So there are some very important dates that we need to talk about. First of all, Tuesday, February 20th is the deadline to register to vote. And it is also the deadline to request a mail ballot. So that's different than it is on a regular primary or general election. So that February 20th deadline is a big day for anyone that is wanting to change a registration or to get a mail ballot.
Okay. For folks that have never gone through the process, what do they need to bring with them? And for folks who have gone through the process but they need to make some changes, what do they need to bring with them?
There's a couple options. You can come into our office and fill out a registration form if you need to change your voter registration, or you can also request a mail ballot and fill out that application here in our office, or you can go to ksvotes.org and do the same thing there. Register or request a mail ballot, either one, and you know, we'll be glad to help you.
You'd mentioned here, this is basically this first time since the 90s, so we're looking at a good solid 30 years since the state has had something like this. Question comes up here from your perspective, and really from your vantage point, the vantage point of your employees in the office. What do you have to do to get ready here for a presidential preference primary? Is it anything different from what you'll go through here later this year for the primary or the general when it comes to getting information out, getting the equipment ready, and things like that?
It's exactly the same process that we go through for any election. We do the same thing for every election. The only thing that's different about this presidential preference primary is that the dates are just a little bit different, so the deadlines come sooner, and that's why I really want to get that February 20th deadline out there. And then we'll start early voting in the election office on March 4th.
Go ahead, Tammy.
Okay. And then Saturday, March 9th, we will have Saturday voting at the Anderson Building on the fairgrounds from 9 to 1.
And then everything on March 19th. So this sounds also, too, like this really not only, as far as, no difference here as far as the process is concerned, really it just sounds like the timetable even leading into the election is just about identical, too, like you would see for a primary or a general election later this year.
Right. Absolutely. So, yes, I'm kind of holding out to see what kind of a turnout we will have for this presidential preference primary. Historically, I think it's been between 40% to 60%. It's hard to tell. So we're gearing up for a big turnout. I think that I think it will be there. I honestly do.
So we haven't had a presidential preference since 1992. Why now?
Well, it takes an act by the legislature for that to be conducted. And so both parties opted to be in the presidential primary. It takes it from having a caucus to a primary election.
Understood. And this is action here by, or at least it was announced by Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab here just a couple of, well, really just about a week to 10 days ago on this. And I guess the another question comes up here, Tammy, on the presidential preference side of things. There had been some question, too, about, I think, specifically on the Republican side with Ron DeSantis, because he'd abandoned his campaign, stopped his campaign, suspended it, whatever you want to say here. But he is still on the ballot, correct, if memory serves me correctly?
That is correct.
Okay.
And that is because he didn't announce that before. He didn't officially withdraw before the deadline.
Understood. Tammy, shifting towards the traditional elections that you're going to be doing here, primary and general here later on this year, given the fact that we have this presidential preference primary, are you also working on those other two primaries later on kind of simultaneously, or are you right now focusing on the presidential, and then once that's wrapped up here in late March, then you're going to start your processes here for primary and general?
We kind of do several at a time. I mean, there's some processes that we can do for this election that will also be done at the same time for the next two. Not everything. There's just a few small things that we can manage, just like getting our calendars ready. The election equipment can't be, it's got to be tested and calibrated and everything on each election, so that's something we can't work ahead on. But sure, we're getting our filing packets are ready for those that want to file for office. And so that process is ongoing. And, yeah, we're just gearing up for everything.
Yeah, so a lot of dates all year long to keep in mind. It will be a busy year for election officials as Tammy's with us in January to set the dates for our first activity coming up on March 19th. So big dates to keep in mind. Let's run them down once again, Tammy, as far as the date you have to get registered to vote by.
Okay. Tuesday, February 20th is the deadline to register to vote. It's also the deadline to request a mail ballot, and you do that by filling out an application. Early voting starts in my office on Monday, March 4th. Saturday, March 9th, we will do Saturday voting at the Anderson Building on the fairgrounds from 9 to 1, and then the election is on Tuesday, March 19th.
You realize, Tammy, that this does mean that, in addition to your regular schedule when it comes time to having you on the morning show. We've got an extra layer of stuff that we'll be having you on probably another couple of times between now and the presidential election, too.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Tammy, great information here this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day and enjoy that sunshine.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Yeah, Tammy Votod, Lyon County Clerk and election officer here in Lyon County. The presidential preference coming up on March 19th, Chuck.
Yeah, believe it or not. And we will have, more election items to cover. We'll have a story on this coming up a bit later on this morning here on KVUE and KVUE.com. And did want to let you know we still have a Newsmaker 3 coming up here. Jeff and Sonia Hodges talking about the restart of bingo tomorrow night at the Emporia Senior Center.